So this is perfect. So what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are doing, they're playing kind of a form of cover four. So you see the safety up there, Chris Conte. He's a Bay Area guy, played at Cal, right? Good player. But we think Coop's better. right here, they showed this look on film versus an empty set. Empty means no one in the backfield, just me, okay? And all the receivers and running backs, tight ends are out wide, right? As you can see, there's no one up back there with me. So we saw that they'd line up like this. So if Conte would get a little deeper, then I'd give Coop a different route. With just a subtle hand signal, wouldn't even look at him. To be honest, sometimes I don't even have to signal it. They know because we've repped it so many times. But this time I gave him a different hand signal because Conte was being one of those players and trying to squat and trying to jump things, as we talked about
before.
Yeah,
so basically in cover four, so that safety, why that safety wasn't able to make the play in the Ravens game to the outside is the same reason why they're going to take advantage of him here with Amari. If I think this is the double move,
yes.
Right? Okay, so Conte, this safety down here on these numbers is a little too interested in what Amari's doing, breaking to the inside, right? So that's the signal he's talking about. So usually, a lot of these concepts that happen on the backside of an empty set, so the backside would be the two receiver side, and the top side is the three receiver side. On the backside, there's limited amount of routes you can run with two guys. So the safeties, they get a feel of, okay, this is the backside of an empty set. There's only so many combinations of routes that they run. So I guarantee that they have a route where Amari comes up about 12 yards and breaks in.
Yep.
So Conte has seen that. Derek knows that Conte has seen that because he's Bruce Wayne and makes a play.
So you'll see Coop run up, make a little move, and he's going to run right by him because he's
so you play into the
fast.
Defense's hands, showing him what they want to see, and then you go ahead and roll the tape, and we can see what happens at the end. And it just took a little subtle move to the inside to stop Conte's feet and then a dime from the quarterback.
You can pause this here. So everyone wears the quarterback's jersey. Everyone cheers for him. But without this offensive line, I would be absolutely nothing. Nobody, if I'm not mistaken, there's probably 2% of the teams in the NFL that run a double move 28, 35 yards down the field with just a five-man protection.
It just doesn't happen, right? A lot of times there's at least a back, a tight end. If you're going to do a double move, it has to be off of play. And a double move is showing them one thing and then doing something else. It takes a lot of time. Or you can just have five behemoths and just run whatever you want.
Your favorite players should be those five in front of me, to be honest. So you can let it roll and watch those guys. One, two, three. Four. So, yeah. So now this is your view. Now, get a little bit better.
Oh,
it's a CBS. They actually did a good job.
Carr looking deep for Cooper. Separation. Touchdown.
Oh, this is not fair.
Cooper.